The Senate says aye.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. So the Senate has passed an economic rescue package, all $800 billion worth. We begin this morning's coverage of the financial crisis with our Washington Bureau Chief, John Dimsdale.
The Senate version includes an increase in FDIC insurance for bank deposits, some popular tax breaks that are about to expire, and endorses an accounting change to help banks revalue their assets. Only 25 senators voted no, including fiscal conservatives and several facing tough re-elections just a month away. The House is likely to vote on the Senate's plan tomorrow, with supporters hoping the stock market's steep drop after Monday's defeat, combined with the Senate's changes, will sway enough votes to get the rescue package to the president's desk. But the Senate's version threatens to turn off some House deficit hawks who voted for the plan on Monday, since the tax breaks will add more than $100 billion in federal red ink. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
In Asia today, the stock markets had mixed results. Japan's Nikkei did fall a couple percent, but European shares are about a percent higher so far. The Dow is at 10,831 after gaining a fraction yesterday, 19 points. The Nasdaq fell 22, about a percent, and the S&P 500 fell 5 points to 1161. As part of our special coverage of the financial crisis, we're hitting the road. We've dispatched two Marketplace reporters on a trip across America. We begin in Charlotte, North Carolina, where Amy Scott is standing by. Amy, I used to live in Charlotte, so I know it's all about the financial industry. Bank of America and Wachovia both headquartered there. What's your sense of the city right now?
Well, when Citigroup stepped up to buy Wachovia's banking business earlier this week, it really hit Charlotte hard. Mm-hmm. The bank employs about 20,000 people here, and though no layoffs have been announced, thousands are expected. And just to get a sense of how that could affect really the whole economy here, I visited a hair salon right across the street from one of Wachovia's many towers here in Charlotte.
Probably 50% of my clients are Wachovia people. I was up all night last night thinking about it because it's really been kind of sad around here.
That's Yvonne Curtis, a hairstylist at Jean's Master Cuts. Her boss, Gene Buchan, said he feels like he's been down this road before.
Because I've been doing bankers ever since 1973. So I've been through these times before. I've had to rebuild, you know, several times.
Buchan told me he's been cutting hair in this neighborhood so long he feels like he works for Wachovia. So he was taking this pretty hard.
And Amy, what about the gas shortage we've been hearing about in that area?
Right. Well, Charlotte and much of the Southeast are in the midst of a gasoline shortage that's been going on close to 3 weeks now after hurricanes Ike and Gustav took out several refineries. I met people who are really suffering from this, some guys who had to take a day off without pay because there wasn't enough gas to drive their van, a car salesman who said he's had to send customers home with vouchers to come back and fill up their new cars at another time. I'm told the situation is improving, but people are still having to drive around looking for gas, wait in long lines, and often pay a lot more.
Well, I hope you make it to your next stop.
So do I. Thanks.
All right, Amy Scott in Charlotte. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
And Amy's next stop is Charleston, West Virginia. You can find out more about our Road to Ruin trip online at marketplace.org.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. By the Medtronic Foundation, letting listeners know that October is Sudden Cardiac Awareness Month. More about SCA risks and treatment at hearthealth.com. And by the American Public Transportation Association, helping America go green. You can calculate your carbon savings at publictransportation.org.
No matter what happens with the rescue package, there are tough economic times ahead. It's going to mean some changes for families in this country. Our economics correspondent Chris Farrell calls it the new frugality. Chris, what do you mean by that?
I think this is a major transformative moment for families. We're going to go into recession. and we're going to do all the things you do with a recession where you cut back on your spending and you be more cautious. But when we come out of the recession, that's not going to change. And the reason it's not going to change is lenders are going to be very conservative. Borrowing is going to be tough. The other reason, you're not going to get big wage gains.
Are you sure, Chris, that this will happen? Because it seems like people kind of forget.
That's right. And that's been the experience of the past half century. And here's the change. You're not going to be able to borrow a lot of money. So you're back to what are you earning on the job? And let me tell you something. Anybody out there who's optimistic and believes that employers are going to turn to you and say, you know, you've been working really hard. I think you need a 10% wage increase. I don't think that's going to happen. People are going to be getting 1% to 2% wage increases. At the best, they're going to be matching the rate of inflation. So that's why I think it's not going to be a choice.
But Chris, don't you think it's a good thing if we move away from our credit-driven economy and get back to the old days of spending what you have?
Sounds really nice, doesn't it? Yes. What I worry about is the transition. Yes, you want to deleverage, and we took on too much debt. But I hope that it happens over a period of many years as opposed to fairly quickly. And I also don't want to paint too gloomy a picture. People are going to continue to borrow, but they're going to borrow more conservatively. You're not going to put 1% down for a piece of real estate. You're going to be putting 15 to 20% down. But, you know, the transition is going to be difficult because we've been used to just being able to borrow. And, you know, you still get the financial services industry saying things like, well, you know, you can't make that change because it might raise the interest rates when you go to borrow. Hello, people. You're not lending to them anyway.
Right.
What are they worried about? A higher interest rate. Come on.
Fun as always, Chris.
Thanks a lot.
I've started a blog about this financial mess. You can find it on our website, marketplace.org. Just click on Marketplace Off Air, and you can make your own comments there. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.